physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
And I would like all of you to have a thought for the victims and the families of the victims of the people who were killed today in Nice.
That was Vincent Floreni, Chicago's French consul general at Montrose Beach. Many in the crowd learned about the tragedy during the festivities yesterday. Witnesses to the deadly truck attack in the southern French town of Nice are talking about what they saw and heard. Eric Dratel says it didn't take long to realize what was going on.
When the fireworks had ended, we were just settling our bill. All of a sudden, we heard screams and pop, 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 pop sound. And my wife, who she's deaf, recognized the sounds as gunfire.
We'll keep you updated on the tragedy in Nice as the day goes on. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie. I have a great way for you to look great this summer. You know, I just got back from my hairstylist last week, and she said my hair has never been fuller and longer. She said, I can't believe how long your hair has gotten. Are you still using that hair stuff? I said, yes, that hair stuff is Ovation, and they're the Ovation hair care products. Now, my hairstylist sells other products, but I don't buy hers. I get Ovation because it is the first thing that has really made my hair full. But they have, you know, products for all different types of hair, and they have different styling products to make, you know, your hair look fuller or to protect it from heat or to detangle it. There are lots of things that you can get. And this week, free shipping on your entire order, no minimums, no restrictions. So free shipping on everything for a limited time, so hurry. Free shipping starts now, and go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com, and don't forget to click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA. I love these products. I wouldn't endorse them if I didn't. They are fantastic. ovationhair.com.
A Caroline County, Virginia man is going to prison for the next 6 years for injuring his 14-year-old son. Frank Hammond reports.
Eugene Robert Lumnicki III admitted to going into a rage when the baby didn't stop crying last October. Lumnicki admits he shook and slapped the child. Doctors told the court the baby seems to be doing okay, but are concerned about possible neurological issues related to the injuries he suffered. The mother says the baby, now 9 months old, crawls and pulls himself up, but struggles to sit up. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
It's often difficult for kids to separate a nightmare from reality, and that makes them afraid to go back to sleep. Dr. Kate Eshelman with the Cleveland Clinic says there is a number of reasons why children may experience nightmares.
Oftentimes, nightmares come in periods of either increased fatigue or increased stress. And that could be a busy school day, you know, losing a soccer game, an uncomfortable encounter with a stranger or even a familiar person.
USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, it's spiritual.
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
California is getting swept up in Pokemon Go craze, but officials are advising people to be careful when playing. Several incidents around California have put people in danger while engaging in gameplay.
We did locate a victim who was suffering from, at minimum, it was 5 stab wounds. What we found was the victim was playing Pokemon Go and was walking out at night and ended up at Schweitzer Park.
A congressman is talking about House Republicans' new plan, A Better Way. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Republicans in the House of Representatives have introduced their plans to move America forward called A Better Way. Pennsylvania Representative Mike Kelly spoke with USA Radio News to share a major benefit of a Republican overhaul of the tax code.
We're talking about being able to do your tax return on a postcard, we're not talking about a 78,000-page tax code that leaves everybody rubbing their eyes and their head.
Kelly said Republicans will undo the damage done by Obamacare and show Americans there's a better way to take care of health care needs. I'm Jason Wirt.
A former winner of the Fox reality show So You Think You Can Dance is facing up to 10 years behind bars for attacking his girlfriend Joshua Allen was charged with felony assault and three other counts. Prosecutors say the North Hollywood resident was convicted of injuring his girlfriend and had a restraining order against him. He won the fourth season of So You Think You Can Dance and has since appeared in two movies. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It's 8:07. Time for Home Chamber Radio weather. Well, Flemington, last night, really humid, really hot. Right now, it is 85 degrees, clear skies. So that should tell you that we're starting off fairly warm today. I have a heat advisory in effect, air quality alert. In effect from 11 a.m. Friday to 11 p.m. Friday, New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection has issued an air quality alert for this day in the following counties, including us. An Ozone Action Day has been declared. Ozone is forecast to reach the unhealthy for sensitive groups category across New Jersey. Hot and humid conditions, abundant sunshine, sensitive individuals, including the very young, the elderly, the persons with respiratory diseases such as asthma, should avoid strenuous outdoor activities during the afternoon and early evening hours. In addition, fine particles are expected to reach the moderate category across the state due to persistent humidity and light southwest winds. It is Friday, TGIF, July 15th, mostly sunny, hot with highs in the lower 90s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight. Lows in the mid-60s. Ah, it's finally going to leave us. West winds around 5. Partly sunny tomorrow. Humid with highs in the upper 80s. West winds around 5 miles an hour. For salsa night, on an helpline, did it again. Partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-60s. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny on Sunday. Highs in the upper 80s. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Becoming west 5 in the afternoon. Partly sunny, highs in the 90, around 90 for Monday. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. And mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s on Wednesday the 20th. Temperatures in the area. Everything is red right now. Best we can get is 77 up in Highbridge, 82 in Clinton Township, 79 in Pittstown, 76 in Ringos, 80 in Kingwood, 76 in Frenchtown.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
They're celebrating liberty, equality, fraternity, and became a target. It's so sad. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi expressing sorrow for the victims of the truck terror attack in Nice, France last night. A 31-year-old Tunisian man drove the truck through a crowd of people celebrating Bastille Day, killing 84 and injuring at least 200. He also opened fire. A Texas man and his 11-year-old son are among the dead.
His attitude and personality was infectious, and it rolled off on me as an adult, but obviously the kids.
That was Jason Dixon of Prosper, Texas, a neighbor of the victims. While the attack hasn't been claimed by any particular group, French President Francois Hollande says it is clearly an act of terror. And President Obama will talk about it this afternoon around 3:10 Eastern Time during a previously scheduled diplomatic reception at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Donald Trump has named Mike Pence as his running mate. He made his choice official a few hours ago on Twitter.
I think he picked the right guy. He's trustworthy, and he's been a governor, so he has a lot of experience.
That was a woman stopped on the street in New York City. Pence has been a strong pro-life conservative as the Indiana governor and when he was in Congress. Newt Gingrich says Americans of Muslim background should be given loyalty tests. Speaking on Fox News, the former Speaker of the House also says that looking at websites that support terrorism should be a felony. He says Americans need to be relentless about defining its enemies. He also says those that believe in Sharia law should be deported. A manhunt is underway in South Florida for a murder suspect who escaped police custody while in court. Deontay Rosales jumped out of the jury box inside the Broward County courtroom today, broke free of handcuffs and shackles, ditched his jumpsuit, and bolted out the main entrance. So far, there is no sign of the fugitive. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spirit?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A congressman is talking about House Republicans' new plan, A Better Way. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Republicans in the House of Representatives have announced A Better Way, a plan to get America moving forward after 8 years of Barack Obama. Pennsylvania Representative Mike Kelly spoke with USA Radio News and shared the meaning of A Better Way.
Very clear pathways to what would make Americans confident again in their government, because I think that's the biggest challenge we face right now. People have lost faith, they've lost trust, and they no longer look at our government and think, you know, these are people who are doing the right things for me.
Kelly said Republicans are focused on making sure the most vulnerable in our society have necessary care. I'm Jason Wirt.
Obesity is 3 times more deadly for men than it is for women. A new study analyzed information on 4 million men and women around the world and found that being even slightly overweight raises the risk of early death. Researchers at the University of Oxford found obese men had a 30% likelihood of early death, while obese women had a 15% chance of early death. Rolling Stones singer Mick Jagger is going to be a father again at 72. Billboard confirmed Jagger is expecting a child with his 29-year-old girlfriend, Melanie Hamrick. It will be the singer's 8th child. The Denver Broncos are offering linebacker Von Miller a record contract. ESPN reports they have offered him a 6-year, $114.5 million deal that includes a record $70 million guaranteed. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days. With Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer. They can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njfin.com. That's njfin.com.
Gallup tells us 5 years ago, 36% used cash, but now it's only 24%.
This is with cash compared to what they did 5 years ago. John Clemens reports.
Gallup made a request to over 1,000 Americans in a random telephone survey. Here's the question. Think about the purchases you make on a regular basis and the way you pay them, including cash, check, credit card, or other forms of electronic payment like your phone. Art Swift of Gallup tells us 5 years ago, 36% used cash, but now it's only 24%.
It's looking like credit cards, debit cards, other forms of electronic payment are starting to win people over cash.
I'm John Clemens.
A suspect is in custody after a stabbing at a Walmart in North Texas. There's reports a former Walmart employee attacked several former co-workers inside the big box in Princeton. The store was evacuated, and police said the suspect is under arrest. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's active bear season, meaning many bears are coming out of hibernation, and young bears are looking for food and new places to live. Frank Harmon reports.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon. We had some technical problems, so if you were listening, I'm not sure what you were hearing. We were trying to play some of the spots to figure out what was happening. In any event, it's Friday. It's now almost 20 minutes after 4, so I do apologize for anyone who's tuned in at 4 to hear the news and the weather and then the law. And I'm Pat Smits. I'm your host for It's the Law. And if it's Friday at 4, I certainly try to bring you up to date as to what's happening in the news and in the legal news. And, of course, one of the things that we certainly have now heard, if you've been listening to the radio or television today, is that Donald Trump has picked his vice presidential running mate. It is not Chris Christie. Seemed like everybody was predicting our governor. I did not. I really think that he wants to be attorney general. Not that he didn't want to be vice president, but I think strategically Trump picking a governor from Indiana, from the Midwest, very conservative on some of the issues that Trump might be criticized about, makes sense to me. But in any event, the other thing that really was disturbing to me as an attorney, and I'll tell you about this as soon as we talk about the weather. So there is actually hazardous warnings today for the weather, meaning the air quality. So if your kids have asthma or if you're somebody's older, they really should not be out running around in the kind of weather we're having right now. Although it doesn't seem that problematic, probably, although there may be some isolated thunderstorms today, the real concern is about the air quality. And other than that, it's mostly sunny with steady temperatures of about 86. It certainly feels much warmer because of the humidity. Tonight, low will be about 66 degrees, mostly clear. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, and then a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon or early evening. And that's, of course, because of the temperature. It should be up around 92 tomorrow. And calm winds. As I said, there's only a slight chance of precipitation, and that should be in the afternoon. Now, tomorrow night, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. Then it will be mostly cloudy, down about 66 degrees. Into Sunday, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, 20%, so it's really slight. And then in the afternoon, it should be mostly sunny. Partly cloudy on Sunday night, and then mostly sunny with a chance again of some thunderstorms on Monday. 94 degrees on Monday. So back to the law and news, legal news. One of the things on the news, if you were able to hear the news, one of the things that's being suggested is that there should be loyalty tests given to some Muslims. Now, frankly, as an attorney, I can't see how loyalty tests would pass muster with the Constitution. Certainly, United States citizens have certain rights under our Constitution, and certainly to select out one group of people to ask them to sign loyalty tests, I don't see how that would pass constitutional muster, equal protection under the law, and many other, there would be many other constitutional objections to that. And frankly, from a practical standpoint, it's kind of like a so what? I mean, do you think really a person who is a terrorist, they're not going to sign this so-called loyalty test? It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know anything more about it than what was announced, but it certainly seems to me that, again, this is going to, you know, not play well with people of goodwill. In other words, why should one person sign loyalty tests? It kind of reminds me a little bit of what they tried to pressure JFK when he was running for president. I really was fairly young. I'm not sure I remember all of it, but it seemed to me that there was a lot of consternation and people wanted him to somehow sign some kind of loyalty to the United States because there was a lot of rumor and speculation that he would have his loyalty to the Vatican because he was Roman Catholic. You know, fast forward, you know, these 50 years, and of course now the majority of the justices on the Supreme Court are Roman Catholic. You know, some of what went on in the Kennedy election and some of the statements that were made would be bizarre and would sound bizarre today. And the other thing about the loyalty test is it smacks once again of not sexism, but bigotry, obviously bigotry. And I can't help but remember that we actually interned Japanese Americans who had been here for many, many more decades than many of our families during the Second World War. And they wholesale moved many Japanese families from California, from the West Coast, put them in internment camps during World War II. And, of course, growing up in a German town in Wisconsin, you know, nobody thought that the Germans in the town, in my town, would not be loyal to the United States. I think the only thing that happened, perhaps, was they stopped at one point teaching German in the school. I believe, actually, that half of classes were held in German at one point. And certainly, there was still a German service in the Lutheran Church, and there were still a number of older people who spoke German. And I don't think anyone was concerned that they were going to be loyal to Germany. In any event, I'll get off of my soapbox, but let's all remember that it depends who the group could be that they're going to focus on, and it can be anyone. It can be because of your religion. It can be because of your race. I mean, we certainly know that. And so that's something that we have to be really vigilant to. We do live in a country where we can enjoy freedoms. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't protect ourselves, but we have to think about all of the consequences of trying to, for example, have one group of people signing loyalty tests or barring people from coming into this country because of their religion. And remember, the only group, I believe the only group who's ever been excluded from the United States was the Chinese. And there was a Chinese Exclusion Act. I'm not sure that's what it was called, but there was a Chinese Exclusion Act, and Chinese could not immigrate to this country. You know, we look back on that, and I hope people recognize how inappropriate, if not illegal, but certainly that's not our country. Our country has been a melting pot. I once worked on the Navajo Reservation, and obviously the only Native Americans are, in fact, the Native Americans. So let's get on to some of the other news. This should not be good news for Governor Christie, but his ex-confidant, David Sampson, and he was a close confidant of Governor Chris Christie, pleaded guilty this past week, actually yesterday, to a bribery charge before a federal judge in Newark. And Sampson admitted using his authority as chairman of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to convince United Airlines to institute nonstop flights to Columbia, South Carolina for his own personal benefit. Now, how stupid. And I know David Sampson. I don't know him well. He's an attorney here in New Jersey. well-respected member of the bar, obviously appointed to the as the chairman of the Port Authority. Well, he was appointed to sit on the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. I'm not sure who picks the chairman, but it's certainly a very prestigious position, and he would not have been in that position without being a close confidant of Governor Christie. Now, we certainly can't blame Governor Christie for this. I might blame him for a lot of things, but this is not his fault. However, it shows just how, you know, stupid people can be if, in fact, he was using his authority to institute nonstop flights to Columbia, South Carolina. Obviously, he had a home in that area, and it was just convenient. Unbelievable what some people will do. Now, there is an appellate court refused to revive a case brought by people who advocate universal bar admission, and that is in New Jersey. The only way to become a member of the bar is to sit for the bar exam, and there are certain other requirements. Most other states allow people to petition to become members of the bar. It hurts those of us who are New Jersey bar members because we have to go and take a test in any other state that we want to practice in. But that's an issue. There have always been a lot of attorneys, both from Pennsylvania, especially the Philadelphia area, and New York, who also want to practice in New Jersey. So that didn't, that so far hasn't happened. What else is happening in the legal news? Well, there have been a lot of movement in law firms. Fox Rothschild hired two longtime partners from another firm when they were conflicted out of their former firm after it acquired more than 100 partners and new practices from yet another firm. Jackson Lewis is hiring New York's largest lobbying practice. The firms announced that. So there's a case in insurance law where that was a published case. And the plaintiff in this coverage dispute, a maker of animal health products, sold an additive for chicken feed, and it was designed to control a common intestinal disease. The additive actually stunted the growth of broiler chickens commercially raised by several of the plaintiff's customers, and the customers sued. So that when the plaintiff was sued, sought coverage for those customers under the comprehensive general liability and umbrella policies it purchased from its insurer. So the CGL, the comprehensive general liability, was covering the plaintiff for liability, and then umbrella policies. What that means, and I'm sure most of you know, but what that means is that over and above your basic policy, you can get an additional, what is called an umbrella policy. For example, if it's a homeowner and you have $1 million of liability insurance, you could get an umbrella so that you'd have an additional $1, $2, or $3 million. That would be the umbrella. So in any event, in this case, the insurance company disclaimed coverage, and the plaintiff sued the insurance company in a declaratory judgment action. So that's a type of action that can be brought in the courts. And the trial court granted the insurance company summary judgment, finding that the stunted growth claims were not within the scope of the policy's insuring clauses, and also were disallowed under the policy exclusion for impaired property that can be restored to use. Now, the appellate division, and this was the appellate division ruling, reversed the trial court's ruling that the liability claims against the plaintiff relating to the undersized chickens did not arise out of a covered occurrence and did not involve covered property damage. The appellate division also rejected the insurer's argument that coverage must be disallowed under the, quote, economic loss doctrine. Now, on the other hand, the appellate division agreed with the trial court that impaired property exclusion might nullify coverage and remanded for further proceedings and fact-finding to determine whether the affected chickens could feasibly be restored to use after they ceased ingesting the additive. So then the appellate division, this was their published opinion, and then, and this is very unusual, but they addressed other issues in the unpublished portion of the opinion. And that unpublished portion affirmed the trial court's ruling that the contractual liability and professional liability policy exclusions did not apply, and also remanded for fact-finding concerning the reasonableness of the settlement that plaintiff reached with its affected customers. So apparently the insurance company was questioning whether that was reasonable. But this is a situation where, you know, the question is, did the policy protect against the loss in this case? Which is a good reason to have a very good insurance agent. And I don't think most of us read our insurance policies, but we really should have someone explain the major aspects and what might not be covered, because I think most people don't really look at their insurance policies unless there's a claim or unless they're sued, and then that's not the time to find out that you didn't have coverage, certainly not for any one of us. So there are people out there in the insurance, and the insurance folks should, in fact, explain it to all of us. Now, there was a case, an interesting case, where, in fact, there was a statute of limitations for mortgage foreclosure actions. It was a Bergen County judge has barred a mortgage company from filing a foreclosure action, finding that the suit was brought outside the statute of limitations. Now, that would be, you know, very unusual. So there was another case that apparently the Fox News suit, a sexual harassment suit, filed against Fox News Network chairman and CEO Roger Ailes by former anchor Gretchen Carlson, is influenced by varying climates in New Jersey and New York when it comes to arbitration agreements. So there is obviously an arbitration agreement, and the question is, in this case, will, in fact, the parties have to go to arbitration, and it will be, you know, some of them are upheld, some of them are not upheld, but it's, you know, that's going to be the first part of the litigation. And, of course, it will also put a spotlight on a couple of attorneys here in New Jersey who really do a lot of this kind of work with employment cases, with a string of employment trial wins. So it'll be an interesting case for at least us attorneys to follow. Now, there's going to be challenges to a $70 million verdict a Philadelphia jury levied against Janssen Pharmaceuticals. And the question is, it may not survive the challenges that it was excessive. But the award was a definitive win for the plaintiffs in the Risperdal mass tort litigation. And so this is whether or not that will hold up, we will see. So we've talked in the past, and I always try to let people kind of understand how things are done in New Jersey, and we've talked a number of times, or I've mentioned a number of times, that at the end of a trial, when a court has entered a judgment on all issues, either party has a right to appeal. Well, what about during the pendency of a case? Well, in fact, if someone feels that they need to appeal a ruling or something that's gone on during the pendency of a case, they have to file a motion for leave to appeal. Now, they're rarely granted. Although I'm dealing with one right now, they are rarely granted. But there was, and sometimes they will be when there's a significant matter. And this was a declaratory judgment actions filed by various municipalities and Ocean County pursuant to the Supreme Court decision in a certain case, In Re Adoption of NJAC, and that was found at 221 NJ 1 in 2015. In other words, it was a reported case. And this now went up to the appellate division because they granted leave to appeal. And they granted leave to appeal from an order entered by a designated Ocean County Mount Laurel judge. Now, that's Mount Laurel has to do with the housing. And requiring, in that case, the order required the court's special regional master to include as a new separate and discrete component an additional calculation for establishing a municipality's affordable housing need from 1999 to 2015. Now, you have to be following all of this Mount Laurel litigation. I don't. But in any event, that's the gap period. Now, the trial judge ordered, and after he concluded, that the municipality's fair share affordable housing obligation for the third round cycle is comprised by newly created and court-imposed separate and discrete gap period obligations and unmet prior round obligations from 1987 to 1999, because this case has been going on forever. And then the present need, the prospective need. So the narrow legal issue on appeal is whether the retrospective obligation is authorized by the core principles of the Mount Laurel Doctrine as codified in the Fair Housing Act. And so resolution of this legal question specifically addresses whether a municipality's prospective need involves a retroactive housing obligation starting in 1999. So the appellate division focused on the propriety of the court's conclusion that such a separate and discrete obligation was constitutionally mandated. So in other words, it's rare to have retroactive, something retroactive. In other words, all of a sudden 10 years later you find out, you should have done something and now you have to do it. But in this case, the court said they focused on the propriety of the court's conclusion that it was constitutionally mandated. And applying the Mount Laurel Doctrine and the plain language from the statute, including its unambiguous definition of prospective need, and they also followed the Supreme Court's admonition not to become an alternative administrative decision maker for unresolved policy issues. So in any event, the court emphasized that under our system of government, i.e. three branches, that the disposition of a new retrospective calculation, which would be designed to establish affordable housing during the gap period, that this is best left for consideration of the legislature and the executive branches of government, where public policy issues associated with such an additional obligation can be fairly and fully debated in the public forum. So the court found that the legislature may craft new legislation addressing such an issue, But they need to do it. And that's basically what that is saying. Well, I'm going to play a couple more spots, and then we'll get back and bring you up to date on some more of the news.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals.
Call Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Okay, we're back. What else is in the news? Well, the Supreme Court, of course, finished its year, and they concluded the 2015-16 term. And so how is it going to be remembered? Well, probably it will be most remembered because Justice Anton Scalia's unexpected death. And then, of course, for deadlock cases and the stymied confirmation process that followed and still is in effect. And unfortunately, because we don't have the full complement of justices, the nine that are that should be on the bench, there are going to be a lot of problems because if there's a deadlock, then what happened on the circuit below is the law. So there could be a lot of problems with something like that. Now, some people would say that there were some unexpectedly liberal rulings in closely watched cases involving affirmative action in college admissions and abortion rights. I'm not sure exactly specifically what cases that refers to, but the fact is that it is, in this attorney's mind, atrocious that we don't have someone having confirmation hearings now for the Supreme Court. Because, frankly, if there's no one nominated until there's a new president, irrespective of who that new president is, you know, I can't believe that there would be a new sitting justice of the Supreme Court before April, maybe May. At the earliest, probably March of next year. And that's really outrageous. We need to get someone on. I don't know much about the person or the man who President Obama nominated, but he should be given a hearing. You know, how else in our society, let's give him a hearing, and then if he's going to be blocked, he's going to be blocked. But to let someone sit in this limbo, and it's done not only on the federal level, but it's done on the state level also. And it's just really not fair, and I want to say not American. So there's a blurb about lawyer struggles with alcoholism, which is not a pretty statistic. And apparently there's a budding controversy over Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's remarks about presidential candidate Donald Trump and conservative rulings by the court. And I guess it just points up the unique status of justices when it comes to judicial ethics, because we all know that they criticize one another based on, you know, their liberal or conservative tendencies. As a case, contractual disputes, and I really think we should talk about that because we have many contractors who are listeners, and if you know of a contractor, you know, pass on some of this information because it's important. This is not approved for publication, but it's still certainly worth reading. It was the appellate division, and in this case, the plaintiff hired the defendant to do carpentry work in the plaintiff's home. Now, the defendant performed some work, but plaintiff was not satisfied with the work, and ultimately the contract was not fully performed. So what happened is the plaintiff asserted claims against the defendant for breach of contract and for violations of the Consumer Fraud Act. And believe me, anyone who's a contractor needs to be very familiar with the Consumer Fraud Act. Frankly, if you can't read, you get someone else who can explain it to you. Because if you're in business out there, you're almost everybody's certainly, very smart. And you've got to realize what can happen if you don't handle contracts properly. So in this case, the defendant filed a counterclaim asserting that plaintiff had breached their written and oral contracts by failing to pay him $12,000. Now, the parties filed cross motions for summary judgment. The trial court granted plaintiff partial summary judgment, holding that the defendant had violated the act because he was not a registered contractor. But there were disputed issues of fact concerning whether plaintiff had suffered any ascertainable loss from the violation. And that's really important, whether there was any ascertainable loss from the violation. And the trial was scheduled. Now, default judgment was entered against the defendant when he and his attorney failed to appear on the trial date. Now, the trial court later vacated the default, finding that defense counsel failed to appear because of a scheduling conflict and his miscommunications. Now, the jury found the plaintiff had not proven any ascertainable loss, and that plaintiff had breached the party's agreement but awarded no damage for the breach. So that these cross motions, the plaintiff's filed a motion seeking $57,000 in attorney's fees. The court did. Well, I don't know if we should go. I don't think we need to go any farther than that in this. But anyway, their appeals, their cross appeals. Main thing is you have to be very, very careful with contracts, and really very careful with contracts. And, you know, have somebody explain it to you if you don't want to take the time to read it. Or still have someone explain it to you even if you have taken the time. So Walmart is now saying that its dispute with five insurance companies over payouts to actor Tracy Morgan and others injured in a collision with one of its trucks. They're saying it belongs in federal court and that it has reached a settlement with one insurer. So one insurance company is paying, and the dispute is between, you know, Walmart and, well, whoever they can find. But in this case, Walmart says it's dispute with the five insurance companies over the payments to Walmart, you know, over the objection. So what happens is we'll find out, and too hard to call that one. Well, let me play another spot so we get through them. I'm just trying to see if there's anything really significant that would be helpful. So I think actually I don't have much more. So let me just play a couple spots so we're not behind, and then I'll come back for a few parting words.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
We don't know all the details, but what we know is the capacity of even a single individual to do extraordinary harm to our people, to our way of life. A lot of nations represented here today have been impacted this year and in previous years.
President Obama commenting on the deadly truck attack in Nice, France, which is being investigated as a terrorist act. A 31-year-old Tunisian man drove a truck through a crowd of people last night celebrating Bastille Day, killing 84 and injuring at least 200. He also opened fire. A Texas man and his 11-year-old son were among the dead. No one has claimed responsibility yet for the attack. Newt Gingrich says Americans of Muslim background should be given loyalty tests. Speaking on Fox News, he said Muslims who believe in Sharia law should be deported. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Donald Trump has named Mike Pence as his running mate. He made his choice official a few hours ago on Twitter. Professor of political science at Ashland University, Jason Stevens, thinks it's a smart move.
Not a surprising pick, but it is a safe pick. Governor's conservative credentials are meant to